Where to start? Where do you find someone that wants to rent your website from you? Look at businesses with poor quality websites or those without a website at all. Not all businesses will want a website. However, those that do will want a quality website that really shows what their business is about and helps them to communicate with customers. This boosted communication gives them the chance to boost their income and possibly even expand their trade location. Approach these businesses and share your website with them. Take all of the information you've gained from tracking your website's lead generation and show this to them, displaying how your website could positively influence their business for a small monthly fee. Try before you buy is often a great way to gain a business interest in your website. Sit down with your clients and discuss what the website could do for them, if it's something they would be interested in, and figure out if this is something that they want, need, or could benefit them. Work out the conversion rate of this business. If you send them 5 leads, how many actually become a customer? How much is each of those customers worth? With the answers to these questions, you'll be able to gauge if your website will be effective for a business. Pitching your website to potential renters. A sales background might seem like a necessity when it comes to making a pitch. However, just about anyone can successfully pitch an idea and walk away with a good result. You've spent all this time writing the perfect content for your website in this industry, so you already know exactly what this business does and a very good idea of what they want from a website. The use of a trial period and a guarantee, like I mentioned earlier, removes that risk for the business, which can make it far more appealing. So, for example, you could say to a potential client, "Have a 7-day free trial. If you make X amount, my promise was correct. If you make nothing, then no harm done and I won't take the payment for the website and I'll move on to another client." Say you rent your website out for $500 a month. Each customer is worth $400, and on average, 2 of 5 leads per week become a customer. In 1 month, that's $3,200 that they've made from those leads, and your website has been paid for multiple times over. You can learn more about my sales technique in my other training course, The Perfect Offer, which you can access at the bottom of this page here. Summary: use all of the research you did to start out. Make sure you are in the right location and that the businesses in that area actually want, need a website and more customers. Are your rental prices reasonable for the industry you are targeting? Ask the business about their conversion rates and how much each of those customers are worth. Use this to work out how cost-effective your website is to this business. Look at businesses with poor quality websites or those without a website at all. These businesses could boost their income and expand their trade location. Approach businesses and share your website with them, displaying how your website could positively influence their business for a small monthly fee. Pitching your website to potential renters is not difficult if you have spent time writing the perfect content and know exactly what the business does and wants from a website. Using a trial period and a guarantee can make it far more appealing.